Hello. Welcome to Live Well Lifestyle with Perry A. I'm your hostess today, and instead of talking about clay, we talk about life and health and how to continue having health in our lives by controlling our mind, because the body always follows mind. We've talked about this before. And today we're going to talk about your eternal power. You are born a child of God, and with your birthright comes a power to have anything you want by your thinking. We create by our thinking and our thoughts and the universe, God's orchestra, the angels. He orchestrates elements in the universe to come to our aid. He has our back. So he doesn't make decisions for us. He waits for you to make your decisions, and then he will orchestrate the details. Isn't that amazing? Now, we're going to talk about that. It's a little hard for some of us to conceive. And I want to begin with a quote from my favorite, Abraham Hicks. It says, "Many people believe that Source is outside of them, that you are separate from Source and being tested in some way. But only you can cause the feeling of separation from Source. That is what all negative emotion is." Wow. God is never withholding from you. God is always focused upon you, surrounding you with appreciation and unspeakable love. How does that feel? And when I say Source, I'm speaking of God. But, you know, let's leave it. Source is kind of a generic name, and you can call it what you want. You have that freedom of speech and right. But we're talking about the power, the great power, by whatever name you want to call it. We are one with the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We're a chip off the old block. We are born with that peace of God, that connection to God within us. And all we have to do is ask to receive. And because of this eternal connection, we have God power to change the course of our lives and our thinking at any time. So if you don't look what you got, make a change. To the degree that you believe, you will achieve. Get that. To the degree that you believe, you will achieve. Be still and know that I am God. Jesus knew this and practiced meditation by stillness in nature and prayers. Give yourself permission to ask and permission to receive. If you don't ask and you're not allowing receiving in, then so many of us get a compliment. We say, "Oh, this old dress. Oh, I've had this for years." We can't even receive a compliment and say thank you. So practice receiving. Practice asking. I never criticize a child from asking, no matter how ridiculous the question may seem, because it's asking is how we learn. Give yourself permission to ask and receive. It's that easy. Let the Trinity handle the details. That's not your job. Leave the orchestration to your higher connection. It is your birthright. Your job is to ask, believe, and receive. I hope a lot of people are listening in today, because if you get this, you can have it all. You may have to break a few old habits like fear thoughts and worry. But really get this. Your job is to ask, believe, and receive. Believe you are worthy, and you are worthy because you are a child of God. You don't have to earn worthiness. Worthy isn't something you have to go out and achieve and get a worthiness medal. You're worthy when you're born, and you continue in God's eyes to be worthy. So believe it. You're a worthwhile person. We're all different, and yet we all have our own gifts and talents and our own worth. Recently, a friend I've been coaching has given up paddling against stream for going with gently down the stream and going with the flow. As she came to the realization there was another way that was less stressful to get what she wants, she stepped out and made a major decision in her life to change career paths. After dissolving some imagined obstacles, she sent me this message because she got a notice, she got answers she was looking for, and she said, "Looks like the universe is sending me a message." And I replied, "No, you sent the universe a message, and it is just responding to your thoughts and clear decisions. The planning is up to you, and the details are up to the universe. The universe gets all its information from you. Get that down, and therein lies your power." So by your thinking, the universe gets all its information for you. If you create something bad in your life, it was your fearful thoughts. And there are things that happen that are universal disasters. And nobody creates it. It's a change of an earthquake, a hurricane, whatever. It's not one person's created a hurricane to do damage to you. It's a universal cleaning out, letting go of the old change, interruption, volcanoes, earthquakes. These things happen. Sometimes we're in the wrong place at the wrong time. But maybe you need to look at, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question. But I do know that for the most part, we create by our thinking. I noticed lately that as I thought I was about to turn 80 years old, that my thinking was turning to old ailing thoughts. My mother and my grandmother both lived to be 82, and I noticed more aching and slowness in movements. Then I discovered I'd miscalculated my age, and in fact, I'm only 79. Suddenly, my attitude about aging began to change, and my old self was back. I realized I had a belief about being 80. I reclaim my power, and I get to get up. I get up each morning singing, "I feel good now, la da 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 da. I feel good now, la da 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 da. So good, so good. I feel good." So, and as I do that, I dance through the house, kind of shaking my booty and walking side to side, just dancing around. And if it doesn't make you feel good, nothing will. Just go lay down and curl up and decide to leave the planet. But that makes me feel good. It starts my day on the right track, and it loosens my body up. I'm exercising, just going to the tune of the music. See how a fearful mind can slip in and change your health? Just because I thought I was turning 80, I started thinking about dying and death and not being able to get around and how my mother went downhill. And I was sort of creating that in my body, and then I realized it. And it's the realizations that are so universal. Realized that when I was wrong about my birth date, I had another year to go. Well, I have a whole lot of years to go. I decide. I am the one that decides my health. I am the one that decides if I'm going to take, how I take care of my body, how I feed it, how I exercise it, what I'm willing to do and what I'm not willing to do. And right now I'm not willing to give up and be an old person. So I still want to be active with you all, and I want to be active physically and do more things and keep going. So God doesn't give you the answers when you ask for them. He gives you solutions when you want them. And you have to be clear about your decision. When my friend got clear about what she wanted to do, the minute she got clear, the universe started sending her answers to questions that she had, that she could, you can worry yourself over the details. I'm going to be moving in January to San Marcos, which is about 20 miles away from where I am now. But I go to church there. My social group is there. My children are there. When I moved to Kyle, I moved here because I was halfway between my children and halfway to my work when I own the Living Clay Company. And now since I've sold the clay company, I don't need to go into Austin. But now I don't like to drive after dark. And so I'm aching, and I have to go on the interstate to get there. Right now the back road, the bridge got washed out. So it may be 2 years before they get the bridge rebuilt. And the only way is to go down the interstate. So I don't like to stay in San Marcos after dark. So I'm going to move there. In a small town, I can get around if I know the streets. But driving after dark on the highway with the lights glaring, it's just a little nerve-wracking for me. So I am moving, and I bought a house, and I have to get out of my lease. And my landlord wasn't going to let me out of the lease, my property management. He said, no, the only time that you can lease houses is in the spring, and your lease is up April 30th. Well, the house that I found won't be there April 30th, and it's in a protected community. It's in a good location for everything I'm involved in. And so I wrote a letter to the, I didn't accept the failure. I kept visualizing myself in that house. And I wrote a letter to the owner, and I explained that I had lived in his house and taken care of it for 13 years. I've improved the property. I even got yard of the month 1 year. And I have built brick borders around all the trees and the flower beds and everything that I had done to the house, and that I treat it like myself. I have a carpet cleaner come in once a year and clean it. I change my air conditioner filters. A single person, there's only not a lot of people running through the house causing damage. So I've taken good care of his property and explained to him why I needed to move. And he said, absolutely, you can get out of your contract early. So ask and you shall receive. I really believed I could be in that house, and I really saw myself there. And then I ask. And I got back instant appreciation, or instant response, and was so thrilled because the thought of having to start hunting again and finding the right house and the right location and everything was just exasperating. So I am thrilled that I have the power to create that. Now then, this is the time I normally start fretting about moving. Is my furniture going to fit? Will this fit in this room? Will this fit there? I'm going to leave the details to the universe, and I've had so many friends that said, we'll come help you move, and I'm going to leave that up to them. I'm not going to do all the backpacking work. My daughter has a plethora of friends that I have fed and cared for. They've spent the night here. I've picked up their kids, and they've all want to give back. So I'm going to accept that and let them come over and box me up and move me and help me figure out where my furniture goes and what doesn't go. We'll put online and we'll sell it. But I'm not going to lay awake nights fretting about it. So I'm learning to do that. And I wanted to want you to know that confidence comes when we learn to still the panic voices running at chaos speed through our minds, searching indecisively for answers to projected disasters that have not yet happened. We futurize and pasteurize. So futurizing is we're fearful worrying ahead of time about things that haven't even happened. My furniture may fit perfect in every room, you know. And you run so fast that the voices in your mind block out the still, gentle voice of God. And you learn through meditation how to still the voices of panic and futurize what you want and not what you fear. That's the key to being able to have the eternal power, is learning to control the mind talk and the chatter that's based on fear. If you didn't have fear, what would you do? Keep that in mind. the mind cannot hold two thoughts at a time. It can't hold a thought of love and fear at the same time. So replace your fear thoughts with loving thoughts, or give your fears to God and say, you handle this, it's bigger than me. And he's there, that's his job. So life is so easy, and yet we make it so complicated. Deepak Chopra and Oprah put on a series of meditations, and the meditation is a good way to still your mind and learn to control the thoughts in your mind and to find that peaceful state. And if you can give a few minutes each day, 10 to 15 minutes each day, to meditate and be still, you would come into unbelievable amounts of power for creating your life and the next step of what you want to do. I'm trying to find my settings here. My control panel skipped over a minute. So, in essence, what we're talking about is that you have the power to create through your mind. If you think negative, fearful thoughts, you're going to create the things you want to avoid the most. So learn to create positive thinking thoughts and to control that mind. So we're going to practice a meditation today, and if you will just bear with me. Another thing I'd like to introduce to you is writing a letter to God. For a long time, I would wake up each morning and I'd get my journal and I'd go outside and I would write a note to God, and I make my plans for today, and I thank him for the gifts from the day before. And I would write to him, and if I had a question, I would ask him, and then I would say, now it's your turn, God, and he would address me and write me, and oftentimes he would say, don't worry about it, I got your back, I've got you covered, let me handle the details. And it's amazing what comes through when you get still. You want to do it in a place that's peaceful. Don't do it in front of a computer where you have distractions. Play some soft music. Sit down. I go out onto my porch. I love my little porch and look out in nature. And it's so relaxing and beautiful. And then I sit there and I take my little notebook and I write a page, maybe just a page or a half a page or two pages. You always want to be grateful for what you get. When you receive something you ask for, respond in gratitude, because the universe loves that and they know you appreciate it, and we love giving to a grateful receiver. So have your gratitude list and your blessings, things you're thankful for, and you're really building up a lot of good energy and restore when you look at all the good things that you may have gotten in a traffic jam, but you got through it okay and you weren't damaged. You know, look on the bright side. You may have a lot of laundry to do when you get home, but you've got a washer and a dryer. You don't have to wash it by hand and hang it out on the clothesline like our forefathers did. Just find some way to be grateful. And in that gratitude and in that writing, but when you turn it over to God and say, now you write. Some people take their left hand and write. I can't read my writing if I write with my left hand. I can barely read it if I write with my right hand. So I just write, and the answers come, and they're amazing. So I'm going to encourage you to get a journal and a God journal and just write to him. I have four journals that I have filled up, and then I go back and read them and I look at the things I asked for and how they've come into my life. And you know, it may take a while for it to materialize depending on how open you are and how clear you are. So it's amazing what happens when you do that. And always write with an intention. Have an intention for your day. Intentions will lead you with clarity. When you have a clear intention, then you get clear answers. When you are confused and can't make a decision, look at where fear is coming in. And if you didn't have fear, what decision would you make? So we're going to do a meditation. This is the detox meditation. I have to find it on my phone a minute. And this one is on Empower Me. So find a comfortable place. They'll lead you through it. And just sit back and listen for a few minutes to this. And you can have an intention for listening. Now, when they allow you to stay in your own quiet space, your mind's going to try to interrupt. And the mind will interrupt at first if you don't learn how to control it. And practice makes perfect. So don't be alarmed if all of a sudden you're making a grocery list or you're thinking about picking your kids up after school or something you have to do for work or someone you haven't contacted in a long time. And the mind will skip around like that and just say, let this thought go and go back to my quiet space. Return me to my quiet space. And just don't get upset with yourself. Just let it go. It's a natural process. And go back to that quiet space. And you'll get to where the quiet space stays open longer and longer and longer. But you can almost feel the thoughts trying to bump their way in. And just say, not now, please. And go back to that quiet space if you can. Learning to control the mind like this, when you still all the chaos, you can hear the Word of God. You can hear the right answers. You can clearly, when you get out of what I'm going to do next, you do one thing. You make a plan. You see yourself where you want to be. That's not too hard, is it? You visualize yourself. I visualize myself having a party and having friends over to my new house. I visualize myself putting plants in and bordering the flower bed and making it prettier. And I visualize myself having fun figuring out where to hang the different pictures. So that's the way it goes. Let's begin with the meditation now. This is on Empowering Me.
Welcome to day two. Empowered Me. Yesterday, we asked ourselves the question, who am I? That's a big one. We did that to begin opening up to our deepest destiny. Every human has to answer that question for himself, herself. Today, we tap into the powerful law of karma as an instrument for unlocking our potential and realizing our dreams. What is karma? It's a tool to create abundance. Most simply said, what you put out in the world is always coming back to you. And you have a choice in the karma you create in life. When you are more conscious and present, you can choose actions and thoughts that nurture rather than hurt. Allowing more of your innate goodness to emanate in the world draws abundance and richness back to you. If you don't like what is manifesting in your life, you can change your choices and thereby change your karmic pattern. Being present and aware of your ability to make different choices, you begin to feel a new, expansive sense of freedom and hope. With each deliberate choice, you can feel more deeply your powerful influence in creating ever-flowing abundance in your life. Consider that as Deepak guides us towards more empowerment through choice. And we'll meditate on that together.
Have you ever felt as if you were being tossed around at the will of the world around you, with little influence on your daily experience and destiny? At times it may feel as if we are just passengers along for the ride. We may find ourselves reacting to situations in life with a sense of powerlessness, as if our circumstance is completely preordained. Today, we explore karma's role in unlocking our potential and realizing our dreams. Our relationship and intention with our karma provides a powerful tool that offers a sense of freedom and empowerment as we recognize our influence in creating positive, ever-flowing abundance in our lives. In the spiritual law of karma, every action generates a force of energy that is returned to us in kind. Simply put, what we give, we receive. When we choose actions that bring happiness and success to others, the fruit of our karma is happiness and success. The key to using the law of karma, or the law of cause and effect, is becoming aware of the choices we make in each moment. When we are more conscious and present, we can choose actions and thoughts that nurture rather than hurt us. When we have a decision to make, it's useful to ask ourselves, which action is likely to bring happiness and fulfillment to me and everyone affected by my choice? Setting the intention to make choices that will bring awareness and success to others is a powerful choice. Today, we'll begin to shift our karmic presence by inviting the state of equanimity into our lives. This divine state is accessible, and within each one of us, we open it through the stillness of meditation. When we live in equanimity, we experience a deep inner balance and a sense of peace, an ability to focus on the beauty of the whole rather than on contrasts such as good versus bad, winner versus loser. In this beautiful state, we release and allow ourselves to absorb the tranquility of mind, deep awareness, an acceptance of the present moment found in the absolute stillness of pure consciousness. By cultivating equanimity each day through our meditation practice, we gently wash away the karmic patterns and consequences from our trail of past choices, creating a new life vibration. As we continue our journey into meditation, practicing with our karmic resonance and cultivating equanimity in our lives, we release the past, awaken to the present, and take action to create the future we desire. We now realize that we are the masters of our own destinies, free to enjoy lives rich with fulfillment, purpose, and passion. As we prepare to meditate together, let's spend a few moments focusing on today's centering thought. I am a powerful creator. I am a powerful creator. Now let's begin. Please find a comfortable position, place your hands lightly in your lap, palms upward, and close your eyes. Breathe naturally and effortlessly. Notice the inflow and outflow of your breath. Bring your awareness to your body and notice any tension it might be holding on to. Allow your breath to wash away this tension. Begin to release your thoughts and expectations. With each inhalation and exhalation, allow yourself to become more relaxed, more comfortable, more at peace. Now gently introduce the mantra, repeating it mentally and allowing it to flow with effortless ease. Om Kriyam Namah. The Sanskrit mantra, whose English essence translates, "My actions are aligned with cosmic law." Om Kriyam Namah. Whenever you find yourself distracted by thoughts, sensations in your body, or noises in the environment, simply return your attention to mentally repeating the mantra. Om Kriyam Namah. Please continue with your meditation. I'll mind the time, and at the end you'll hear me ring a soft bell to indicate that it's time to release the mantra.
Okay. So gradually come back to the present. Notice how relaxed you feel. And what a wonderful place to start your day. I really believe that if you can get master the message, and I've written this down, we'll send it to you, and start practicing, and you do it every day. Every time you see something manifest that you ask for, recognize that it came to you effortlessly. All you had to do is think, I need more money this week, this month. I'm willing to let go of the pain in my body. My intention is for my body to be balanced and returned to health. If you have children and they're causing you stress, sometimes you have to give them to God. And the children will try to triangulate you and between if siblings rivalry, don't be the judge. Don't go out the backyard and fight it out or nuke it out or get it out. But it's not your problem to settle their problems. And you can say, God, will you take care of this for me? You'd be surprised. Hopefully not. Hopefully you know this. This is the key to life, this lesson. So take it, use it, change your patterns of worry and stress, and practice forgiveness and love, setting intentions, and being at peace, filling the mind when chaos happens and you need to be 17 places at once. Just be still and know that you can handle this. You got this. And tomorrow's going to be even a better day. So I hope you will take this exercise and keep it in your toolbox so that we can continue. Now, I'm going to probably continue the two-a-day clay seminar and the wellness seminar through January when I get moved. And then after January, we'll discuss picking up going back to the three teleseminar programs. So this is Perry A. signing out and wishing you a wonderful day and all the joys and pleasures that you create for yourself today. I see them coming to you with a great deal of love and appreciation. Perry A. wishing you a wonderful weekend. Goodbye.